Good morning. Today, senators can begin offering amendments to the Obama economic stimulus plan. We're taking a look at what may be on the table. And to help us do that is Capital News Connections' Todd Zwillick. But let's start with the latest on Tom Daschle, who has offered a strenuous apology after revelations that he failed to pay more than $120,000 in back taxes. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
So is Tom Daschle really having to, as the Associated Press put it, salvage his nomination?
Well, it's unclear. No Democrat has come out against him yet. In fact, no Republican has come out against his nomination yet. So it's not clear how much salvaging he's doing or just sort of preventative maintenance right now to make sure things don't go wrong. You know, Adore, I've covered the Department of Health and Human Services for many, many years. I can't remember the last time people cared so much about the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The hallway last night, Daschle went into a meeting with the Finance Committee members last night to go over these tax issues, and the hallway was filled with media doing live shots. This is the door Daschle will walk in, walking around. There were 40, 50 reporters in the hallway. It was quite amazing. They went in for a meeting a little over an hour, and when they came out, Daschle offered this apology about his taxes. We were all standing around. So listen to this. Here's what Daschle had to say.
All of my life, I've assiduously tried to pay my taxes in full and on time. My failure to recognize that the use of a car was income and not a gift from a good friend was a mistake. When I realized the mistake, I notified officials and I paid the tax in full.
So what happens next for him?
Well, this thing's going to hang out here for another week. The Finance Committee has scheduled its routine hearing for Daschle, and it's a week from today. That's a long time for this thing to hang out there. He probably has some convincing to do among Republicans. Coming out of this meeting, I should say, all of the Democrats who were in there stood by Daschle, gave very strong statements of support. John Kerry, Jay Rockefeller, the rest of these Democrats gave very strong statements of support. No Republicans said anything. No Republicans who were in the meeting. There was one Republican on the committee who I don't think was in the meeting, John Ensign of Nevada, who said that he intends to look at this very, very carefully and investigate, that he's not convinced that this was such an innocent mistake. But he was the only one who was saying much, only Republican, by the way, who was saying much of anything yesterday evening.
Todd, I'm wondering why all the attention. Is it about Daschle's character? Is it about the issue of taxes, which I can't believe? Or is the media looking for some sort of sign of Obama pushback if this nomination goes south? And you're saying it's probably not.
Well, I think there's some there. I think the second point is a good one, John. There's that they might be looking for some sign of Obama pushback. But I also have to say, Senator Daschle has hit a pretty unfortunate spot in the news cycle here. We're entering the debate on the stimulus, but it's not going to be a final vote until the end of the week. So until then, there's a lot of process. There's not a lot of news coming out of the Middle East right now. There's not a lot of big world news. And to be honest, a lot of us don't have a heck of a – our editors, I should say, don't have a heck of a lot to focus on right now. And that hallway was filled with live cameras. Absolutely.
And you just mentioned the stimulus package, which obviously is at the top of the agenda this week. What kind of amendments do you think senators will be offering, particularly Republican senators?
Well, the potential list is dozens and dozens at this point. So you're going to see three main groups of amendments. Some amendments to cut out spending. You've probably heard Republicans complaining about spending on things like STD prevention or museums or things that – maybe not museums, but some other spending, that computers at the Social Security Administration. So there'll be Republican amendments to cut out spending. There will be other amendments to add spending that people want. I'm thinking of Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania wants to add $6.5 billion at the National Institutes of Health for medical research. Some people want more military construction. There will be a big Republican amendment on this housing provision to do something that they wanted to be in the financial rescue package earlier, and that is to use federal money for loan guarantees to push down interest rates for qualified homeowners so that you can get a 4% interest rate, stay in your home or prevent foreclosure. And then the other thing is tax cuts.
Right.
Republicans want to extend tax cuts, lower some of those rates for lower and middle class tax rates. Some Democrats are on board, so you'll see some tax cut amendments as well. Those three main areas will be the ones.
The tax cuts, do you think that's wishful thinking on the parts of the Republicans to say knock the rate from 10% down to 5%?
Yeah, it's unclear if it's wishful thinking, but it's going to be what they call a heavy lift. About a quarter of this package is already tax cuts, a lot of Democrats aren't wild about gigantic tax cuts at this point with all the spending that's going on. So I'm sure it'll get a good run around the Senate. I don't know how a vote like that would turn out, but I haven't heard any Democrats saying that they were on board with the idea of lowering the rates. I haven't heard them say that.
As always, Todd Zwillick, thanks for that update on the stimulus package debate this week.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capital News Connection.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.